He was just incredible. And, you know, he only literally had 24 hours to get himself organised and to kind of polish up the final piece. But he blew us out of the water yet again. I mean, he was very quiet backstage just before the final went on and the creative team were worried about him. But he came out and he smashed it. He was absolutely incredible. The performance was so powerful. So simple, but yet so powerful. But, and I mean, he was on his own. He was only one person. There wasn't many props. He had a paper airplane. As you can see with all the other groups, you know what I mean? They had visionaries. They had everything. They had loads of props. But Fionn just, you know, for one small wee boy, he did incredible. And we're so, so proud of him. We're just on our way back from Dublin now. So it's just amazing. Like, I mean, he topped the pole on the Saturday night. And that, for us, meant it. We just wanted him in the final just to show what he can do. And he did that. He did that. He done us so proud.
Last night's performance really was all about Fionn. No real optics, no really massive stage productions. It was all about Fionn, and he captured the hearts of the audience and the judges once again.
They wanted it simple. They wanted to keep it just about the dance, and he did that. And he told a story, and he, you know, he brought his heart into it, as he always does. Yeah, it was incredible. You know what I mean? It's hard to go up against those big groups, like BSD had 39, all those votes, you know. But I mean, Sligo really, really got behind. When he topped the poll, he was second in the Paddy Powers last night, you know, to win it. We were gutted last night, but I mean, like, I think myself, he was a bit relieved. I could see it in his wee face on stage, you know. He just took it really well, and he's a really big heart, and, you know, he made great friends, and the crew up there, the production, the whole lot, it's just a massive, it's massive, you know, and we really enjoyed the journey. And I wanted to thank everyone at Sligo, particularly his dance teacher, Lisa Cooper, who, I mean, she's just a wonderful woman. She puts her heart and soul into it. And like, last 2 days were tough. You know, he's small, and it was hard. It's not easy with all the filming, and it's all live. And she was mighty. She was with us every step of the way. She knows him inside and out. She knew what to do, what not to do. Incredible, and she was incredible. And I just wanted to thank her from the bottom of my heart. We all love Lisa Cooper.